you need to be the judge. Two actions. Which one is greater? A person hosts someone in their house, living in a community where the idea of having guests is punishable by death. It's highly, highly discouraged. Very much a big deal. And yet you still are hospitable. You still invite guests into your house. That's one. And the other one is so you have a piece of information that's, you know, a little bit of a secret, or maybe even a big secret, and you keep it to yourself. You don't let anybody else know that information. And it happens to be that by keeping that information to yourself, you keep the other person safe. Okay, which one is a bigger deal? So the answer is that most of us probably would say that it is a bigger deal to be machnes orchim at the punishment, at the potential punishment of death. And yet, when we look at our parsha, we see that Lot is saved from stone. And one of the answers given of why that happens is because the zechut, that he was quiet, when Sarah was taken by, when Sarah came down, he didn't say that she was the wife of Abraham. He could have totally ratted her out. And the problem with that is that she's his sister. So the likelihood of him doing that is pretty small. It doesn't seem like that's real Mesirut Nefesh. And yet, we see that that he brings these guests in. And it's at such great risk to himself. And yet the Torah doesn't give him the credit for that. Why is that? So there's two possibilities. A beautiful answer that I saw given by Rav Aaron Cutler is that when you watch what Lot does, you'll see his hachnasas orchem is not, it's not from his, it's not the essence of who Lot is. It happens to be that Lot learned from Avram that we're a balei chesed, learned from Avram that you do hachnasas orchem, but that's not in his core who he is. He is in his core a person that actually cares about his family. It's a really big, it's an interesting thought. So if Aaron Cutler says that when you're looking for a zechut that's going to save your life, God is going to be much more exacting. And God is going to look and say, yeah, that was a nice action you did there, but I'm not willing to give you the credit on such an unbelievable level. Even though it comes at great cost, it wasn't in his inside something that was truly a part of him. However, the risk he takes and his love and his care for Sarah is something that is truly from his heart. And I think that it's a really nice lesson for all of us that there are certain things that we do that come from the depths of our heart. It's something that we're truly passionate about. God has a much stronger sense of value to that than something that we do. It's hard. We do it. It's a sacrifice, but it's not coming from our heart. It's really an important idea to internalize, to try to make the things we do come from the heart. Have a good day.